much of a tear as it was there at the time, but it's pretty cool actually the way I set it up. It's getting there, you know, like anything else. You make changes to it and stuff like that, but it's a pretty cool little desk. But the two monitors you see on the little shelf inside are on pedestals. They don't have rear supports, but they are 12 volts. Everything on this desk can run off of 12 volts, and that's the key point. Those monitors are 12s, but if I have the computers that are 19, I have boost regulators to run them at 19.
Is your the 40 amp battery, is that a lithium based battery?
Oh my God, yes, yeah, it's a lithium ferrous oxide. Yeah. BioNO Power.
Yeah, they're cool.
Yeah, they really are, and I'm definitely going to be taking advantage of having this with me this weekend, because I won't be essentially I won't be tethered to an AC line. If I really need to get more power to it, I can recharge the battery. I can recharge the battery and run off the 17 for a fraction of the interval it'll take to recharge the 40. So that's kind of my strategy.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Do you have any solar hooked up to it?
It's funny you should ask. I actually have the matching BioNO power provided and configured for lithium battery solar charger. It looks like the, $19 to $50 chargers you see for sealant acids and everything else. The only difference is they charge about $60 for theirs, but it comes, so that you're not going to, mistreat your battery. So, did you get the picture yet? Well, Bob, did you get the picture yet, for that matter, off of the contact group?
I'm looking right now.
Yeah, okay.
An email, but there's nothing in the email.
Yeah, you know what? You actually have to remember to do it. No, I shared it. I shared the picture, so I didn't have to attach it. I was sharing it directly from the picture. There's no picture in there?
No, there's a link for Outlook for Android.
Good God. Keep original size. I'm looking at a 3 meg attachment. K2LAX. Bob, did you get the picture?
Still looking, because I'm using a Raspberry Pi to look it up, and it takes a little time.
Ah, okay. I'll send it to you directly. I think I have. Yes, I have Mr. Holstrom's. Let me see. Gordon. W2. That should work. It's a 3 meg file, so it might take a bit. Okay, so the first time I used the possessive, the second email with title, I did not use the possessive. I just looked at my schedule tomorrow. I have no meetings. That is a beautiful thing.
Okay, I got it now.
Okay, did you get the second one with the possessive in the title, or the without the possessive?
The without the possessive.
Okay, for whatever reason, it didn't go the first time. So, the laptop on the left is on a little slide pull-out thingy that I made out of fairing strip and a pine board. And that's what's not attached right anymore right now. I have to rework that so that when I pull out, when I dismount the hutch part from the two pedestals, that it it won't be in the way. It was kind of one of those things where it's like, oops, you didn't engineer this right for disassembly and redeployment, so I took care of that. But if you look up in the upper left-hand corner, you'll see a Kenwood car radio kind of thing with some spacers above that. I now have a wireless set-top box for my DirecTV. But my intention is to put on a piano hinge on the left side a bigger door. There's no door there now. But on the inside of that door is going to be two monitors that or TVs, one for the DirecTV and one for over the air. And you can see you can see on the left side the speaker, bookshelf speaker. And there's another one matching that on the right side, the two monitors that are 12 volts in the middle. And that radio that's on the low shelf on the desk itself is an ICOM 746 Pro, but it is not on the desk anymore. It does not live here. It's on my station desk.
Okay, and it all is 12 volts, and that's what you got your battery hooked up to?
Well, my battery's not hooked up yet. I just got it. But this all is 12 volts. There's actually a 13.8 supply on the back. It's a thing, it's a small switcher. It's 50 amps. And it runs all the time here. But I can switch it out and replace it with a battery in a heartbeat. I actually have a power gate to do that. I'm just wanting to make sure I set the... I mean, I can adjust the voltage on the switcher, but I want to set it up so that it's the right voltage for the lithium batteries, so that lithium batteries don't get undercharged. And what's nice about that is if I need it to be a little quieter RF or acoustically wise, I can then turn off the AC supply and run off of batteries for like, you know, a day without even a problem with everything on.
Yeah, I think I've mentioned this to you before. You ever check out the Samlex power supply / battery charger?
Yes, you did mention that, and it's a marvelous thing. I don't think it's set up for lithium.
Yeah, it just provides a constant voltage. I mean, I've got a battery hooked up to it. It works fine, but, you know, we'll see how time goes on if it holds up. But, I mean, it holds up to, 14.6 volts.
Yeah, I have a 38 or a 40 ampere hour steel lead acid in the back of my car that I successfully managed to destroy by over-voltaging it. So right now, it was to the point where it was getting heated. It was heating up because I was putting 15 volts across it constantly, and it just didn't like that. But I wanted to make sure I had low voltage drop, so now I've got to make some determinations as to what that voltage has to be before I attach something like the BioNO power battery. The other question is, do I really want to run around full time with a BioNO power battery in the car? The answer is no, because I have other purposes for it. But I have another 38 or 40 ampere hours shield at that I can use, but again, I don't wish to destroy a second one of these batteries, because in 6 months' time, I've managed to do just that with this other one, so... It was purely an over-voltage condition. I mean, the battery is physically overheating. You know, that's not acceptable. So anyway, that's the bench. In the bottom, as I said, are two, I think they're 32-inch, what they call hourglass pedestals on casters. And so they work out real well. I really like them. And right now I don't have anything on shelves or in the rack mounts that are in the center, but that will come in due time. I want to think about what I want to put there, but I'm thinking that I might put some radios down there and make the control heads come up here and stuff like that. So I'm just trying to, you know, plan for another day when I might want this thing somewhere else, and not necessarily in the ham shack, but, you know, in another vehicle or in another home or whatever. This would be kind of a nice little desk. Very compact way to throw an awful lot of stuff. Anyway, gentlemen, any more questions?
No, I'm going to wind down tonight, I think. I've put my time in for the day. I think you probably have also.
Sorry, I missed the last sentence.
I said I put my time in for the day. You probably have also. Over.
Yep, absolutely. You know, when you unkeyed the just by chance, my APRS keyed up on the other side of the radio, and I wasn't sure if it cut you off or you were done. So, okay. Very good. And, Bob, I will look around for you for VoIP toys, keypads, touchscreen-type keypads and such. For the Pi Zero, I think that would be a fun thing to do. You could even make it like a Star Trek communicator. Actually, I'm in the process of building one of those now with an LED and a button. So you could just light somebody's light, and I used to try color LEDs, so the status could be reflected, by color, send a green, send a yellow, send a red. And the urgency within each context could be, by the, whether it's flashing or solid. So, for instance, someone has a life or death situation, they would, turn on red if it was, uber urgent. Like, let's say someone's in cardiac arrest or something, you'd flash the hell out of it. If somebody had if you were trying to alert a care provider, that someone maybe had a soilage problem, I'll leave it at that. You might take it yellow and flash it. But if they need to go to the bathroom, you might just put on the yellow light. And then, of course, if they, needed a drink of water, some food, or just some attention, turn it on green, and if it was urgent, you start flashing it green. So we're doing that with some as a prototype for some handicapped people, but there's no reason why we couldn't use one of those audio interfaces and an earpiece and essentially turn it into an intercom or a phone.
Yeah, sure. I got your photo. Looks very good. Lot going on there. I have to get going. It's getting late for me. Got to get up early and see you around. I don't know what's happening in Fairlawn tomorrow. Not too much for me, anyway. I'll catch you at the next meeting of some sort. KD2, BKD.
Okay, very good, Bob. Very good, John. You guys take care. And, I won't be at Fairlawn. I'll be up at Novi tomorrow night, so... Now I find out I have to pack in the rain tomorrow, which I'm just so happy about. Anyway, y'all take care, be well, keep smiling, all that good stuff. KB2, BKD, and K2LAX, take it. It's K2BAR, I'll let you sign it out, John, 7-3.
Okay, this is Kilo Thule Miles X-Ray, and I'm closing down for the night, QHT, and have a good night, everybody.
Night-night.
NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.